Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. It's been a long time. I still don't know what WK stands for.
This is Mark Hendricks' alarm clock. That's how he wakes up.
Wore a white bloody t-shirt.
Yeah.
Do you know who his wife is?
Oh, man. Is it Kat Dennings?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Imagine waking up that.
All right, man. Imagine never having to buy pillows again.
They probably might share shirts.
Oh, boy.
I'll never forget the SNL he was on. It was The Rock's first time hosting.
I remember that because they brought in Big Show and Foley, right?
Triple H too.
Triple H.
Rock, have a good show, Rock.
How old is he? Let's see.
Oh, Paul.
I saw him at. Andrew WK at I keep wanting to say Andrew WKRP in Cincinnati.
It should have been.
That's a Facebook fussing name.
Johnny Fever spinning that one.
It was at a Vans Warped Tour or something. Because they used to take my daughter to that.
I bet you he's like 55. He was young when he started.
Wow. 45.
45?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Born in 79. We got a birthday coming up. He'll be 46, eh?
God, he's younger than I thought he was on SNL.
Yeah, Kat Dennings. What, she still act?
Yeah, she's got a new show with Tim Allen. And Stickler from American Pie.
I don't just like her because she's hot and got it like, and, you know, normally say this about a person that's not attractive. Or maybe they're heavy set, but the term real pretty face. But she has a very, almost like a baby doll face.
Oh, yeah, good looking as hell.
Gorgeous.
She's pretty.
But then also very buxom.
Oh, yeah, very. Big in the chest. We love the T's. We love the big T's. We like little ones, too. We like them all.
It's like Jennings with a D. It's Dennings. I knew a bunch of Jennings. I swear. Look, I'll do it.
Right.
Listen. You think I'm farting on command like that?
Yes, I know.
That's my butt, which is non-existent,
was your butt.
Sliding across the chair.
That's how I had to explain the address to people. Garlington Road, as is Darlington.
I've done that before, too. It's like, it's like
Lady in Black, damn it.
Familiar word you're thinking about, but spell it with a different letter.
So Lady in Black, not Lady Who's Black.
Lady Who's Black. is dancing with me. Oh, right, is that Dan. The lady in red?
Write it up, Dan. Lady in black, you thinking of the track.
You couldn't do lady that's red because they'd be like, nope, you have to call her a commander now. Thank you. His last L. Okay, so the WK is when, you know, I attribute this to more black guys, but I, you know, honks are catching in on as well.
Yeah.
The
we're slow.
Paying homage to mom's name as well, like hyphenating.
Yeah.
I thought that that started with a lot of, I noticed it in sports where I first started noticing with young men taking mom and dad's name and hyphenating it up. But his name is Andrew Wilkes Cryer.
Oh,
Andrew WK. So I bet that's kind of
nice.
Yeah,
kind of has a ring to it.
I knew one person that did that had the hyphenated last name. A couple of brothers I went to school with.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but usually like you're
they
right.
were brothers.
Yeah,
with each other.
With each other.
Yeah.
Usually you see it in athletes.
Yes, that's where I thought, you know, that's kind of mom's finally getting hers, because like once they marry, like you literally like that's, I mean, you can be Paige or Leroy or
Leroy.
Jeremy or Tony, but your Leroy. Last name separates you. Like the Bible days, you were Joseph of Galilee. Like you didn't have a last name. It was like, where are you from? And then it went into, if Joseph was a carpenter, he would maybe down the road become Joseph Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Like that became his last name, like a goldsmith last name. Carol's great grandparents probably smelted metals and stuff.
Like Jesus, like when Paul. He was a boxer in South Park, was Jesus the Savior Christ.
Right.
Well, I had to bring my name back because people couldn't spell my married name, and it's very, very complicated.
You hyphen.
I did.
I know.
WTBT.
But I always thought it was just weird, though, like that when a woman gets married, like the. Her whole lineage is kind of like I'm taking, which it's a nice thing, like, you know, like I'm giving myself to you in a sense, but at the
but
same
I
time
never,
like,
I never my whole life it was more my mother's name than my father's name with my family, like
you know, I know somebody who wanted to go back to their maiden name, and evidently it was expensive and time consuming to like to even go back
to like legal papers and
stuff.
Isn't that that's insane.
This is
you
weird,
can
man.
Go well, I want to go on that tirade. I'm sure it's very hard to go to DMV and say, I became a man. I need to change some of driver's license.
Hey,
I imagine that's quite hard to do
you
as well.
You got to stay with your birth certificate and then go to court and have those names changed.
Change
like
that
if
name
you,
to an
if
F.
you transgender?
Yeah, you got to keep your name.
But I bet it's, I wonder what's harder, though. Because with that, you think maybe they're getting a little bit more of a buttered slide in because they don't want to look like they're being hateful toward them or whatever.
I know somebody who's like changing their name to, say,
Leroy.
Jason from
Liberty.
Marcus or
Happy
something.
Happy birthday.
You know,
uh-huh.
So he has to go to court and have it legally changed for the name.
That's crazy.
Because you still are bound to that name that you
I
want.
Know, but like it's like, you know, the fantasy world of be who you want to be and whatever, but if you change in that name now, you see you're going to try to screw us on tax dollars, aren't
yeah,
you?
Cause
we
you
ain't
have,
doing that.
You have that name.
That's why we put your name in all caps because you're a corporation.
Social security number.
Didn't this happen locally? Somebody wanted to change their sex on the driver's license.
I want to. I remember doing the story. I don't know if it was local or not, but I remember us talking about that, and they were, you know, complaining about, you know, how hard that was. I'm like, shoot, go try to change address. You got to bring in a damn power bill and a water bill and all this different crap.
It's like usually you got to, you know, produce whatever, but you can tell them however much you want to weigh or how tall you are.
Yeah.
You can fudge those numbers.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Do you know a lot of people? Like, I know two people that got married with the same last name already.
Oh.
So it kind of worked out that way.
Whoa, I would have like 23'd me real hard. I would have went on Maury. I would have done like, if the last name was the same,
whoa.
You imagine?
What if it's like a common name like Smith? Or?
I mean, you're in the same part of the woods, you know, area of the world.
Ooh. It was like a semi-common name, but I feel like some women like to keep whatever the name is. Say they don't like the ex, but they're like, you know, the name sounds cool, or it works.
Or I'll tell you another good example. and we know somebody who don't say the name, but when someone moves from a big, big city with mm-hmm. an area code that is known
who
nationwide,
wants to give that up?
They move down here when we're just 864. And it's like, hey, what's your number again? Oh, yeah, it's 212. Like, what? New York? What?
Hang on.
Whoa, it's Mr. 415. Big City. Are you from there?
Look at this guy.
What an icebreaker. New York, huh? Tell us. You do stocks? Are you on Broadway?
We'll see. With California, they have the 510 and the 415 area code, and I didn't want to give up my 415 for 510.
Why?
Oh, we got a new one I forgot about.
The only thing I would ever care about, and it never in a million years would have happened, but I'd never want to move from 90210. Like, if I had that as my address, I'd be like,
yeah, that's the flex right there.
Uh-huh. Hi, I'm Duke. I'm Duke Perry.
The local flexes too. Those 05ers
yeah,
around town.
The
05. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with yes. Oh, 05. That's kind of even known as a little community, like, you know, full of a bunch of sots.
That's where the money is. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. The name thing is, it's interesting for sure.
I'm dancing around this, but I'm not going to not acknowledge this, because this is where old Matt Mann's not having an easy time talking about something, because it's close to my heart. But I'm not going to not acknowledge it and talk about it. And that is, and I'm not going to say any names. And that's not just before you like scoff at that or your eyes roll back. So my daughter, her best friend, and I've known this child, this young lady, since fourth grade. Oh, and yeah. Incredible sweetheart of a girl. And she got married, and they just had a baby that will be two here soon. And her husband, military. He was in the, listen at me already, damn. He's in the military, you know, and he's in the Army. And so my daughter texted me yesterday right after the show and said that, and I'm not going to say the name, so she said, my friends, she texted me and said that her husband's missing. And my first thought with that is he like left them, like her and the baby. And I was like, oh God, no. Because I will say this. I've met the guy three times, Christmas and then this past Christmas. And then also they came up because they were living in a different state, Georgia. I can do this, man. This is okay. So you need to paint this dude as the hero that he is. So, oh my God, man, it's just real.
This is a tough situation.
Well, it's just I you know. So she texts and I was like, "What do you mean?" And she said that because I just saw him in January. Like they came up for Jasper's birthday party, and so. Incredible. I see that. I think about that dude and I see his smile. One of those guys who just had a real natural smile. Like it was not a put on, it was all this. And so he was based right now. They were on assignment out of Germany and they were in Lithuania. And this is what I don't know, and I'll be very frank in telling you this. I don't know when they do a training exercise, and quite frankly, that doesn't matter. They were on a training exercise. Now, whether or not they knew they were on a training exercise, I do not know. But it was a training exercise, and they were in Lithuania. And long story short, and I shouldn't even say that, but like they were in a tank. It's called a M88 Hercules, and it's basically like a tank that has a crane on top of it, and you would go in and maybe pull
something good size for sure.
Oh, it was huge. They went through a swampy area, like a bog kind of thing, and essentially, like, think about it as like quicksand. And and I mean, this is where it's just kind of coarse, but like it pulled them 16 feet into the ground, and it came out. And that, luckily, I was actually with my daughter at the farm yesterday when, it hit Washington Post that they were gone. Jesus. And I tell you, boy, I reached over and I hugged my daughter and I like hugged my grandson and I was like you think, like, why does stuff like this happen? Like, why does stuff like this happen? Why does it happen? And I mean, ultimately, like, who knows? But it's just, it sucks is what I'm trying to say. It just sucks.
The worst part of it.
No tie-in, no transition. It just sucks.
Because you always, you know, assume they're going to come home. You want them to come home, and they usually do, and just...
Yeah.
But when this happens, it's...
I remember asking him, terrible. Like, I said, because you don't, like... When I was in school, like, it was kind of, and I could be totally wrong, but I am of the mindset, like, maybe young men are not thinking about the military quite like they have been in recent years, or, you know, our parents' generations, our generation. And I was like, what made you decide that? Like, were you trying to get a degree, or were you going for the money, or whatever? He's like, I just knew as a young kid that that's what I wanted to do, and I wanted to, like, do something for my community. And I'm like, I just, like, felt my heart melt when he said that. I was like, You are the kind of people we need. We need more of you in this world. Like, we need – you're not doing it for – whether or not you did it for whatever reason, anybody that does it is incredible to me, is a hero from day one. But the fact that was his honest answer, I was like, God, like, you are a soldier.
Just somebody like that who wants to be a part of the whole. Doesn't have to stand out, just wants to support what he can support.
To be a steward of the community. Yeah. And so, like, I'm not, you know, just have if you don't pray, don't pray. Just have a moment of silence or whatever you want to do for, because, I mean, that's a lot of lives that were changed dramatically in a sweet little baby girl that is not going to know her daddy. And I just put myself in think, like, ooh, like, So I hate to be all like that, but, like, that's just real talk. That's real life. That's in moments where you do never expect that. Like, never expect that. But one thing I will say is that, like I said a moment ago, I think about that dude and I see his smile, and that makes me smile. So think about that as you go through your life, and what is going to be what people think of you. A lot of people don't give a damn about their legacy, but a lot of people are like, well, I want people to have fond memories of me. Look, I think about him, I see his smile, I smile. Like that, you carry that with you. It's because when you're gone, you don't know when it's going to happen, and you don't want people to say, God, he was always a dick.
Yeah.
Those young guys,
what is your legacy, self-absorbed
or something like that. You don't want that. And that's one thing I'm going to tell his daughter one day, is that your daddy had the best smile, and that he was a man of the people and a soldier and freaking
that's
died for this country.
To be proud of.
Yes.
Just knowing the risk, and they do it anyway.
And they do it
anyway. Willingly sign up.
Incredible. The same for all responders
when,
and stuff.
When everybody's complaining about their day at work, and this is your job to go save people.
I know. It grounds the hell out of you, doesn't it?
It
like
does.
I was bitching about something went up $12 that I have to buy a lot of. Like
probably.
No, I don't buy X.
You
know about Twitter?
It's really.
What are you talking about?
It's really.
And eggs? What are you saying?
Eggs.
Oh.
My husband used to say, just tell me you love me in the morning while you're, you know, when you're at work. Send me a text just to let me know that you're thinking about me at times.
Yeah. Well, I hope a hot woman told you that.
And I would do what?
I hope a hot woman told you that.
And I just.
Thank you for that.
Some days I would forget, and then he would just say, I didn't hear from you. It really means something when you do that, and that makes sense why you say that, because it's just that acknowledgement that I'm with you every step of the way.
Yeah. So just think about that, all those things there, and God bless America. All right. When we return, I know what a transition, like, oh, but I had to, and I didn't want the show to go, because the further you get away from you know, show gets going. I wanted to say that, and I thought the greater message was like the way people think about you when you're gone and all that. All right, YouTube.com/. The Rise Guys, or at The Rise Guys, ever how you want to look it up. You'll be able to watch the live stream later. You'll see it on Instagram, Facebook, and X as we perform for you on this March 27th, 2023. Look, nobody just noticed I said the wrong date. It's 2025. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, Facebook, fussing. Hello?
Wake up!
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. It's real, really Facebook is. Arguments. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. People like Sean Pace.
If you say it's not, we'll fight you.
Or is it peace? It's peace.
Peace.
People like Zach Foster, many others. All right.
many others.
Sent in by the P1s. Names change to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
Folks, this is Facebook fussing. If you're able to, go on YouTube, on our channel, at The Rise Guys. Go ahead and subscribe and like and follow.
Smash it. That bell notification, let you know when we're live.
You can watch the live video stream of this, but if you can't or can't, you can watch it on Instagram, X, and Facebook shortly after. Oh, you let me put mine on.
Ah, we got one OTC.
Well, I don't want to copy.
Oh, I'm the only OTC today. Then.
Plus, I'm wearing the dusty T-shirt, so I can't wear Bloodline merch.
I got the pepper necklace.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Roman who?
Roman what?
So what if he's hot and women love him?
He's no Aquaman. Jason Momoa. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Myrtle Beecher Stowe is Matt Mann.
What a name.
Playing the role of Dam Laporta is Paige. Playing the role of Dr. Sausage is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Big Uzi Horizontal is Matt Man.
That's a good one.
And action. Well. Happy birthday to me. 75 years young today. Balloon emoji. Chocolate donut emoji.
Happy birthday, Miss Myrtle Beat Stowe. Now, I've never asked a lady her age, but I gotta say, you don't look a day over 29. Hope you have a great day. Got any plans? Big plans.
Turn a bit off the tongue. Damn, Laporta. Better stop with that now. I ain't sure I can handle what you got, winking emoji.
Whoa, Miss Myrtle. Is it damn Laporta family? That's gross.
What? I don't think she meant like that, Dr. Sausage.
Yes, the hell I did, eggplant emoji. And don't even start that family mess. You know Moses and Lilana divorced many moons ago, so no blood relations here.
I don't even know who Dr. Sausage is.
Lilana?
Don't be talking to Miss Myrtle like that. Anyway, Miss Myrtle, are you going out to dinner for your birthday?
Well, yes, I am. But, you know, at my age, like, dinner's at 4:30 p.m. Ain't no late night eating. My digestion just does not allow it anymore. But I am excited. I'm going to my favorite restaurant.
Happy birthday, Miss Myrtle. What's your favorite spot?
To kiss my ass.
Excuse me, Dr. Sausage? Are you talking to me? I'll break your damn jaw.
Relax, man. I was talking to Dan for what he said earlier.
Oh, okay, my bad. We're good then. I will not break your jaw. Sorry about that, Doc. I know you was probably in sugary or helping a patent. Big Uzi Horizontal,
you a damn pussy for backing down that quick. Also, Dr. Sausage ain't no real doctor. He owned a food truck to sell hot dogs and sausage sandwiches that taste like purity S-word.
Appreciate the kind words, Myrtle. You coming by my truck for dinner then? You never said what you're eating.
Oh, hell no, Dr. Sausage. Your food tore me up like nine ways to Sunday. I had diarrhea for 10 damn days. Well, three skull emojis. But I apologize. Oh, I'm turning to Dusty Rhodes. But I apologize for calling you a pussy, Big Uzi Horizontal. I like simple food, you know. Meat and three vegetables. Cafeteria-style food. So I probably just go to a S&S cafeteria.
Wait, Miss Myrtle. Didn't you mean S&S cafeteria?
Yes, Big Uzi. That's what I said. A S&S cafeteria.
Three crying laughing emojis. Miss Myrtle beats us so I don't think you realize what you just typed.
So, what you get at AS&S cafeteria? Rump roast? Two big eye emojis?
Oh no, crying laughing emoji. Do they serve butter corn too?
I bet she orders asparagus on the side.
Maybe some honey buns for dessert.
Oh, man. Don't forget the tiki master.
Oh, tiki master.
Well, you can kiss my old ass, all right? My whole ass, okay? Y'all think you're so damn funny. Let me remind you all of something, all right? I used to be in a gang, okay? I did three bids in the pen. And one of those was for bank ganking, so.
Damn!
What?
No, I mean like, damn. Not you, damn.
Listen, let me tell you, if y'all keep playing with me here on my birthday, I ain't against cutting you with the same knife that I'm using for my birthday cake. Birthday cake emoji, knife emoji.
Oh, okay. Enjoy your meal, Miss Myrtle.
Happy birthday, Miss Myrtle. Please, don't stab me.
Free chili dog next time you come by.
Damn right, sucker. Happy birthday to me.
NC. Was she supposed to be deaf? That's how it came off.
Paige asked me, she said, let me ask you a quick question. And I said, you've never asked me a quick question. I said, okay. She said, what does damn sound like? I said, sound like Dusty Rhodes. Throw a little Dusty on there. But it was more like deaf Dusty Rhodes without a tongue.
Kind of.
It worked.
It really was.
It worked.
We,
I was inspired by Fat Albert for one of my voices.
You want to, we might have to break this one up.
Oh, God.
Really? Might make it a two-parter. Yep.
Oh.
Catch up a little.
That sucks. But we will if you say we have to.
Got to.
All right. We'll leave the live stream going?
Yeah, we can. Wait till you hear the next one.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yes. When we return, here's your, this rarely happens. When you return, you will hear the likes of Jerry Mandarin, Sally Mander, Big Clint,
Big Clint,
and the narrator.
Oh,
narrator, I see.
What's up with Big Clint?
Part two of Facebook Fuss and coming up next.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Wasn't that fun? I suggest all
really was
workplaces, if you want to have like some kind of workplace culture, you want people to look forward to coming to work. Go screen shoot some of their Facebook threads, okay, and then pass them out at the, you know, in the break room or the water cooler area or what have you, and just do these.
How many times have we had people say, you know, that was mine?
That was mine.
What? It was my fussing guys. Shout out.
I'm private. Who sent that to me? Who sent that to you guys?
That's the other thing, too. They try to figure out who sent it.
I know it was private. Her. She's still stalking me and trolling.
This bitch woman, who I thought was my friend, sent
but evidently,
in.
Damn not.
Okay. It starts a whole other argument.
All right, so we had to split it into two. So if you missed the first part, you'll be able to go back and listen to it or watch it. We're still in Facebook fussing. Scene number two. Playing the role of gerrymandering is Fat Boy.
Ni hao mo.
Playing the role of Sally Mander is Paige. Playing the role of Big Clint is Matt Man. And playing the role of the narrator is Paige. And action.
Gerrymandering is on a mission to expose his former friend, Davis Blanks, while simultaneously exposing himself to law enforcement. He posts the following.
Hey, let me tell you all something about Davis Blanks, okay? And let's see what he does with this information. Y'all think he's kind and caring and whatever the hell? Well, he ain't. You want to know how he stays so thin? It's meth. It's all meth. He's conniving, manipulative, and smokes more meth than you can even make in a day. I hope you lose your damn job, Davis. And they drug test you immediately. You stupid, dumb ass age.
Whoa. Hang on. It's definitely rumors. You can't prove any of this.
Hey, man. The hell I can't. You know how I know he's a meth head? Because he gets it from me.
Bro, if he gets it from you, then don't that make you a damn meth head too? Besides, did you just snitch on yourself?
Hell yes, I did. And I don't care. I want the whole town to know what a hustler and a piece of blank he really is. But I ain't no damn methy.
So you're gonna snitch. Even if it means sitting in a jail cell for God knows how long. Three crying laughers.
I don't give a blank. The police need to see this so they can pull his ass over. He's always holding. So police reading this right now, pull his ass over.
Boy, this is pretty damn stupid. I gotta be honest with you. I'm serious. That's pretty stupid.
Hell no, it ain't. This dip blank puts on a face in public, but behind closed doors, he's in my living room buying my damn rocks.
Wait. Didn't you just post about this dude a few weeks ago?
Hey, Jerry, yeah, I seen it too. You was talking about how y'all fought or how he got so high that he got locked up, like, outside in the code. Like, that was hilarious. Like, two crying laughers.
Man, whatever. Stay out of my business, blank liquor.
Bro, like, you put it on Facebook. That's on you.
Maybe this will teach you to quit running your damn mouth on Facebook.
I'll post whatever I want about that son of a bitch until he freezes over. I want people in Cleveland County to see him different now. See his ass on a stupid bike, too doped up to even know where he is.
Bro, let it go.
Bitch, this ain't frozen. And I'll keep posting until my mission is accomplished.
You do you, dumbass. Two crying laughers.
Why are you taking up for him? You never got screwed over by a friend before?
Yeah, that's what I'm screaming, like, pretty damn wired or weird one that you're taking up for him.
Look, dumbass, I've been screwed every which way you can imagine by a friend, literally. Hard in all positions. I'm just here for the laughs, though. I don't know the dude, but this ain't about getting screwed over. It's about jail time. I don't want to be roasted. Don't post your whole damn criminal record on Facebook.
Hell, you rot, Sally. I mean, but this ain't new. Like, old Jerry's been screwed up since high school.
How the hell do you know that?
I know because we all used to huff paint together after school every day, three crying laughers.
They're insane, man.
Fat boy, God bless you. You're,
what the hell?
Dude, that was... I was laughing on the inside and awaiting every next word you said, and it just that tone. I know what you're basing it on, but
I'm basing it on a van down by the river.
You're just like,
all right, man.
All right, man.
You're part serial killer and part dumbass.
Mine has a tinge of Goofy in it.
Well, of course. You know, hey, a little bit like this. Left outside in the cove.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
It's just like you got to fall half asleep to even try to do it.
I mean, you've pulled off. You've clearly been around people on drugs. You know the sound.
Like, all you have to do is just kind of open one eye and go like,
Hey, man.
Yeah. Like, you just walked out of a movie theater and it's still light outside. Hey, man.
He's buying my rocks for me.
Told you we shouldn't have got extra butter. Man, my stomach's torn.
I told you he was a son of a bitch.
Man.
Are you talking about that?
Is that a toilet paper I had to wipe with a cardboard standee?
Oh, God.
Oh, you're killing me.
God, what happened to those? Everybody got all the
all
deals.
All the managers kept hiding them and selling them on eBay.
Just like they did with the Macho Man wooden Slim Jim boxes.
Yes. Now they're making them where you got to buy them. Nobody wants the tin. I want the thing. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I guess you got to have some severance for working like, 80 hours a week selling people cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like you should be able to get the...
You got to have a perk.
The dibs on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you got people that sound like me walking in. Oh, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You got any white owls? Let me get black and mild.
Y'all still sell yellow jackets? I got to work a second.
Yeah, let me pop a couple of them with a comb. Man, can I put yellow jackets on a comb?
But it's kind of eerie, like Silence of the Lambs, dude.
Just
a little bit.
You want some meth?
It sounded a little bit like that guy that left a voicemail yesterday, didn't it? Oh, hell, I shouldn't have said that. He's going to be on later.
Yeah, he is. He's coming up.
I was just making a joke, buddy.
He's on right now.
Booty.
I mean, that's the answer to the phone. All right, well, who's a rise guy?
Y'all got Magnum condoms?
You want to talk to Paige? Hang on.
Do you have the opposite of Magnum condoms?
Tiny.
Pull a card, any card, man. I don't do trick rock with
it. It's called 380s. Little tiny condoms. It's like something a secretary would use on her fingers back in the day.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.